Gary Portelli's joining us now. He's got three hopes there today at Randwick. Morning to you, Gary.
Morning, guys.
Good to talk to you. Well, let's start with, can I start with Ron Star? Because I just want the horse to get a clear run today, a clear crack at him, Gary.
You and me, mate. Yeah, no, he ran well first up. He usually does run well first up. His second up stats much better. Although this is probably a rising grade for him second up this time. But drawn well and Robbie Dolan riding well. And I think last preparation, Collett rode him first up, ran a good second. And Robbie bounced on him next start and got the money for us. So, we're sort of, hopefully he's in the same form again. He seems to be at home and he looks well.
Did he get a little bit further back than you expected the other day?
Yeah, he sort of came out and he watched the first 50 yards. I don't know what happened. He just sort of put his head on his chest and was going to just drop out of the race. And about four or five horses got crossed him that I didn't think would be in front of him during the run. So I thought it was probably, had he come out just a bit more aggressively and got him running in behind the lose we were hoping to be. I'd say he would have beat the winner, but I reckon he would have been a lot closer to it.
Mm. Well, he's got a good draw again and a claim. He looks big odds.
Yeah, look, I think he is. And his second up stats good. And I just like the way he went through the line the other day. So I think he's a good chance.
Race four improvement. Well, how's she returned from Melbourne?
Yeah, really good. Unfortunately, she saw more of the outside fence than not, you know, when the barrier draw came out, we sort of, you know, your gut feeling is don't run, and then you start to do form, and you're thinking cross this, you can cross that, and they jumped out of the gates, and all the scenarios we didn't want to come out basically come to fruition. In the first 50 metres, she was 3 deep, eased back to be 4 deep, and around the corner, and she actually battled away pretty well, considering the run she had, so she's come back, she's a really tough mare, she's come back, and I thought the 1400 at Randwick looks ideal for her now. She gets him with 52.5. She's never had that weight in the back in her life. And a distance that she's won at the track.
It looks it's a beautiful race for her. Usually you look at Lake Nom, you think of Afterthought, but this is Foresight because, you know, you did beat Grey Worm home two starts back. You're meeting better at the weights and there doesn't look to be much depth and he's an even money chance.
Yeah, look, I think, if he's the hardest to beat, she's got to be just as good a chance, you'd think, wouldn't you? You know, so there'll be the three chances, Gresham, us and Grey Worm in the first three come to the corner. And probably now that Jason Coyle's kept his horse in the race, I think there's probably the four there.
Mm. You've got Nikki's Gold in there. You've always regarded her as a second up horse. So this is a start off race for her. She's competitive mare with a good finish.
Yeah, she'll be getting home strongly, I hope, as she always does first up. But her record reads poorly, but her runs have been good. So you just never know. But second up, she's a lot stronger, and there's a 7 furlong mare's race in a couple of weeks' time, so I reckon that'll be the race where she peaks, and hopefully she can get that group win.
Lovely.
All right. Good on you, Gary. Thanks for chiming in and on late notice. We appreciate it, mate. Good luck with the trio.
No dramas. Thanks very much.